Good morning, everybody. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion podcast. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. If you're returning to this podcast, welcome back. We're very glad to have you. What you can expect when you come to this podcast is a word of encouragement. And what we expect from you is that you let people know that we're here. Help them find the podcast. Let them know what you received from the podcast. If you search the library of this podcast, you'll find various episodes. They all build on each other. Listen as often as you need. Also, if you want to contact us, if you have a comment, something you want to share, something that you think we should know, we have an email address, gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. We welcome your comments, your responses. We know everyone else will need a word of encouragement at some point. And when we hear from you, it encourages us. There's a tool we use. It's called BibleGateway.com. The last time we used it, it was free. Just to tell you a little bit about what we believe here, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe he died for us on the cross, was buried in the grave, and rose from the grave for our justification. And we know what that means for us. And because of that, we use the tool. The BibleGateway.com is a website where you'll find many translations of the Bible. What we suggest is that you go to that particular website, find a translation that works for you, and read it. We suggest you read it for yourself. Now, everything we do, we base on Scripture. Because it works for us. It works for me. I'm living through my seventh decade, entering into the eighth decade. I've been around a while. Everything that I share with you, I'm sharing based on personal experience. And I find as I get more mature, in natural numbers, I need to know and make wise decisions. I need that confidence. And you will find, as you get more mature, you're going to need better choices as well. You want to make wise choices quickly. So, that's a little bit about us. We seek God, I seek God, to find out what to share with you. And I believe this week I'm to share, make wise choices. And how are you going to make wise choices? Well, for me, I found in the Bible where it says, if I acknowledge God in all my ways, he'll direct my paths. That's in anything that I'm doing. He'll show me what to do. I believe that God's word is truth, and I rely on that. I have found from personal experience that God's word has been true in my life, keeps me encouraged, keeps me sustained. If you look at the season that we're living in, that we're living through, there are lots of choices to be made, various circumstances. If you just look at the date on this particular episode, you'll know what season it is, what season we're in. We're living through a pandemic, an indignation in the land. There's many choices to be made, and we have to make them wisely. And we don't want to be anxious. We don't want to worry, because that's not going to lead to the quality of life that we want. And we have to make decisions. We cannot get away from making decisions. It's according to what we think, how we choose to live our life. We have free will of choice. Everybody does. I know that everybody doesn't believe in God. and everybody does not have to, but I do because it works for me. And I have learned at this stage of my life and natural years to do what works for me. And believing in God works for me. The choices that I make, when I'm making decisions, I can make them without fear. I can make them without worry. I don't have to be concerned about certain things. Because I found a place in the Bible where it said, cast every care I have to God. And that's exactly what I do. I found a place in the Bible where he said he would supply every need I have. I found a place in the Bible where he said that whatever I am not, he is. That's what him being my supply is. Everything I need, anything I need, nothing too large, nothing too small. And if you listen to these podcasts, some of it's going to sound repetitive. It's because I live it. I'm very careful about it. I want the best options. I do. I recognize that I have to get some knowledge. The Bible says that I am to seek peace and pursue it. That means I have to go after it. I do. I have to go after peace. When I'm making decisions, that's what I'm basing my decision on. I get as much knowledge as I can. I do my diligence. I select my choice, which is the best option, based on that knowledge. And then I trust God for the rest. I do based on what I understand, because he said in another place, with all my getting to get understanding. Now, I don't have to just understand everything about it, because that's where the trust comes in. I learn how to rest in that trust because I know God's heart toward me. I know that God only means good for me. And knowing that in these seasons, in this space and time, when you look at where we are, you're looking at we're in a season of celebration, regardless of what's going on. People are not necessarily making the best decisions based on longevity, based on certain things. People have what they want and they go after what they want. I know that I have a right to go after what I want. Because I know I found in the Bible where it says that everything that belongs to God, to Jesus, belongs to me. Yet I have to apply his word. I have to acknowledge him to see how to best position myself for the manifestation, what to do, how to rest waiting on him. Because it does take some time. Sometimes things don't just happen overnight. They happen in time. I live in time. We live in time. So the choices we make affects our quality of life in this dispensation of time that we're living in and living through. So I want to choose the good. I've already chosen to do the one thing needful. I used my free will of choice because the Bible says there's really only one thing needful. And there was an example of two sisters. Everybody's heard about them, pretty much, those who read the Bible, Mary and Martha. Martha was a doer. She felt she had to pretty much do everything herself. And she really didn't mind doing stuff because obviously she had the energy. But what she would do is she would get upset when she couldn't get other people worked up into whatever frenzy she was in. And I'm sure you know that there are others around you who might do that. It's their choice to work themselves up into a frenzy. It's their choice, their personal choice, their free will of choice as to how they want to live their life. Yet they can't tell you or me how we should live ours. We have a right to choice as well. And so I always want to choose the best option. I want to do that based on wisdom. I do. I want to do that based on character, wise character, in wisdom. I do. I want to behave wisely. I want to do things that promote my quality of life. Because I believe I'm going to live a long time. Because I found another place in the Bible that where the Lord said I could. He said with long life, he would satisfy me and show me his salvation. That's his plan of salvation from what I understand, showing me how he plans to keep me safe. While everything else is going on, I can still live my quality of life, my high quality of life. I can still expect good things because I know his heart toward me. I can rest in that. I'm not fretting, which means fearful, because I know in another place he says he has not given me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. And when you get where I am in natural time, you know, living through, walking through your seventh decade, going into your eighth decade, you're going to need to know about that power. You're going to need to know about that comfort. You're going to need to know that you can rely on God directing your steps and the choices that you make, because you understand where that breath comes from, and you understand how your needs are going to be met, even though sometimes circumstances appear that they're not working quite like you thought it could or should. But I recognize, because I've read the Bible enough to know that things that I have clarity on belong to me. And things that I'm yet waiting on clarity, I know how to wait, how to rest and not fret. Because things that are revealed belong to me when understanding comes. And things that are not revealed, God has still not revealed them to me yet. So they belong to God as to his timing. And I recognize that his timing is always perfect. And I'm learning how to live a high quality life on this walkthrough. I'm learning that. I'm learning how to make wise choices, not getting caught up in emotion and other people's drive and other people's will, and not being in bondage to other people's opinion of me. Those were choices that I had to make. Loving my children and loving my grandchildren, yet knowing everybody got their path they got to live. I could only be an example. We can only be an example. And when we walk in this liberty, when we walk in this strength, as I get older in natural years, and everyone knows what they're experiencing, when they can see and understand that I just refuse to be moved because I know what God has told me. And I believe that. I know I hear from God through revelation knowledge. I know that through his word. I realize that he said in another place, I'm transformed into his image from glory to glory. I know that's from honor to honor. I know he said he wouldn't give his glory to another, but I know he's also said he loves me with the same love that he loved Christ. I know I'm in Christ. And I know because of that, I understand what that means. And that helps me to make choices. That helps me to be wise on a daily basis. That helps me to enjoy my life. That helps me to live in peace and not be devourable through worry and fret. That's what happens. You're devourable when you worry all the time, when you're fretful all the time. But when you do give it up, just give it to God. Put it in his hands. If you've done whatever you can do, you do what you're led to do. And no one knows what you're led to do, because the only person that hears God in your life is you. Just like the only person that receives revelation from God in my life is me. Direct revelation, my relationship. We all have to have our individual relationship. That trust is important. That's important. And I've chosen to believe God. I've chosen to seek God. That's the one thing that is essential. That's what the word says. And since I believe God can't lie, I know that if he said it's essential, then it is essential. And I have found that it works. It works. When I trust and acknowledge him, when I depend on him, my choices, I pick the best option. I'm supposed to have the best. He's given me the best. Given me his best gift, the promptings of his spirit. living in me. I have an inner guidance system, and I know how to trust that inner guidance system. I do. I've learned how to trust. That's what helps me make wise decisions quickly, because I trust that the Holy Spirit living in me, that guidance system. I know that. And I'm learning to behave wisely, learning what to do, what not to do. The timing is perfect. Learning when to do. And I don't have to be alarmed, because I've chosen the one thing necessary, which is my choice, the essential thing, the good thing, the needful thing. And I know I need it, because when you get where I am in natural years, you're going to know exactly what you need. And no one will be able to tell you what you need. Only you will know. Because only you can feel in your body. Only you can think in your head. Only you can see with your eyes. So, if you want to learn to choose wisely, choose the good. I believe in God, as I said, because it works for me. That's your choice too. There are resources set aside for you, supernatural resources, should you choose them. But it's according to your faith, your belief, be it unto you, not mine. Choose wisely. Make wise choices. Choose the one thing needful. Use the tool, BibleGateway.com. Even if reading is not your strong suit, maybe that's not something you necessarily enjoy. If you learn how to use the technology, which you can, it might not be comfortable learning how to use the technology, but you can. You can have certain parts of it read to you. So choose to make good decisions. Choose. And in choosing to make wise decisions, that's going to include the knowledge you need, the wisdom you need, the peace is going to come. That will affect your character. So, hope I've said something that'll encourage you. I want to hear from you. Be blessed even more.